The church has gone through so many transformations since Acts chapter 2. It's gone from little huts in the Middle East to massive football stadiums across the world. Cathedrals, once beautiful places of worship, are now world-class museums that people see on their holidays. It started with the people from all nations and then changed over time to those who only spoke Latin. Then came the Reformation 100 years later and was given back to the people. There was the birth of modern worship music and services being preached in people's local languages. The Bible was printed in German for the first time. It's gone from a counterculture to mainstream, and now it's turning back into a counterculture. With all the changes of locations, culture and technology added over time, my question is this: what makes church his church? I remember when I was a little kid, we used to go out to my grandparents' farm every Saturday. We would spend the whole day helping my pa with the work that needed to be done on the farm. We would help with fencing, throwing the hay, running the cattle through the yards for drenching, clearing off, which is prepping the paddocks for ploughing. One of our favourite things was burning off, building massive bonfires of timber and whatever we could find in the paddocks, covering it in the used diesel oil from the machinery sheds, and lighting it up. It's safe to say us three boys were pyromaniacs from a young age. But the best thing of all was when we got to sleep over. Ma's amazing cooking, chocolate chip cookies, and all the tea you could drink. Then we would go to church in the morning with my grandparents. I remember my ma reading us the Bible on the drive to church. David and Goliath was always my favourite. I remember getting so excited to get to church to see my family, my mum and dad, and all my friends. Then 2003, Canberra bushfires came.
I have flame height probably over 100 feet.
This is a rare situation. We need some funders here urgently.
Numerous houses are light here. Get me some more help, please.
Our family church was burnt down. Everything was lost, all to ashes. Like, the only thing left was the car park.
My ground here is really thick. I can only see one house at this stage. There's definitely a burn.
And I remember thinking, church is gone. What happens on Sunday mornings? But sure enough, the next Sunday, church was on. Like, how? We don't have a building. How does that work? We hopped in the car and we drove to Yarralumla Park at 10 a.m. One minor miracle is that this was all organised without social media. Good old dial-up internet, call waiting, and waiting for an hour for an email to download. So I'm pretty sure it was phone calls. Anyway, we arrived at the park and the whole congregation was there. We worshipped, we prayed, we received God's word. We comforted those who'd lost everything in the fires. Meals and clothes were given to people who needed it because they had lost everything. I didn't know at the time, but I learned a very valuable lesson that day. Our family church, I loved and I was so excited to go to every week, was not a building, a brand, a style of worship or a place. It was where the people were. This revelation made me love church even more. God just didn't dwell in a building one day a week and we were allowed to go see him, but as wherever his people were. Now I'm older, all I want to be is around the people. And the comfy chairs, they're a bonus. This is the point. The church is more than anything a man can ever design, build, show off, rip down and destroy. It's God's perfect plan for us to reach the lost, help the broken, and everyone has a gift and a role to play in that. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says this: "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and the Spirit of God lives within you?" You see, the church is not a building. It is his people and God delights in his people. Paul's favorite picture of the church was the body. It paints a picture communicating the fact that Christians are the hands, the feet, and the tongue of Jesus. We're able to travel, work, speak, what Christ would have if he was in our shoes. And Jesus is the head of that body, his church. Each of us make up a part of this spiritual body, and we each have different gifts, different abilities, different callings, and in different locations. But it's all for nothing if we are not connected to his body, his church. 1 Corinthians says, "But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them just as he wanted them to be. If there were all one part, what would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. If we are a Christian, we're already a part of the body. We're not added or subtracted like Lego blocks to the body. If we belong to Christ, we belong to his body, his church. And when you're not active in that body, not only do you suffer, but the body suffers also. It misses an important part, which is you. Some time ago, my wife Grace and I went on a trip to Europe. Our first stop would be the Netherlands. While we were there, we would spend some time with my family. Now, they live in a place called Gelderland, which is near the German border in the forest. One of those nights, we went out for dinner with some of my family. Now, with my family, everyone who moved to Australia has a Christian faith, but everyone who stayed behind is an atheist. I don't know why, but it's just like that. And they believe in science and knowledge, right? That's what they do. So we're having dinner and we're all chatting about life, and the subject of our jobs, the Bible and church, kind of comes up. Grace is the children's pastor then, and I was just about to take the role here as the worship pastor. And you know how you see a car crash happening before it happens, like it's all in slow motion, and you're just like, that's what was going to happen, and it did happen. So we're eating dinner. My family member says to us at the table, you know the Bible, I can't actually say what he said, but just think of the most offensive thing you can think of and then sprinkle a little bit of the Roman Empire and the kings invented the church to take money off the peasants and control the masses. Like, phew, dinner destroyed, right? And that's what happens when you get a Dutchman's opinion, but I never remember asking for it. Anyway, later reflecting on this, I was saddened that my family member who prided himself on knowledge and history had blinded himself with an opinion and a preconceived idea. To him, there was no such thing as a spiritual world, good or evil. There was no hope for humanity, and he was completely closed up to even just basic history of the time. The idea that someone would die for him, let alone a God who cares and loves, was silly. It was a fairy tale. I can't actually say what he said. But this got me thinking. A lot of people see church as an outdated institution or some sort of charity. But as believers, do we know that the church is a divine creation? What do I mean by that? The church is not merely a human idea or an institution. It's a divine creation, established by Jesus, the Son of God, mandated by the Father, and maintained and guarded by the Holy Spirit. It's not just an assembly or a group of believers gathering around a person or a figurehead. It is the body, whose head is Christ, and the soul is the Holy Spirit. You see, the church is not some man-made idea, but it's a divine creation given to us. Acts chapter 2 was the start of the early church, and it started with such a supernatural move of God, ushering in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes on the day of Pentecost, as we read. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, like a roaring, mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or a tongue of fire appeared and settled on each one of them. Everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. At the time, there was devoted Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. After this, Peter addresses the crowd that was gathered and preached, leading some 3,000 people to Christ, and the church was born, a divine creation. Reinhard Bonnke says this, "Christianity is either supernatural or nothing at all. We have and still a supernatural Jesus with a supernatural ministry, creating a supernatural church with a supernatural gospel and a supernatural Bible. Take the miraculous away and you take Christianity's life away. The church becomes an ethical society or a social club when it's intended to be the grid system for transmitting the power of God into a powerless world. You and I are the conductors of God's power to this world and must be connected to his church. So when we started, I asked, what makes church his church? I would say this, It's people demonstrating a love and devotion for Jesus to one another, operating as the body of Christ, using their gifts to serve one another while being powered and guided by the Holy Spirit to reach a lost and broken world. Here are some questions to chat about in your groups. Number one, what are some of the things that draw our focus away from who we are meant to be as His church? Question two, discuss what role you're operating in the body of Christ. Question three, read Acts chapter 2 and discuss how does the Holy Spirit empower the church and for what? And when you're done with the questions, there are some points to pray about as a group.